The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with saliva. He smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloah," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back and was able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Is this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. So when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since you are the one that had your eyes opened?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and worshiped him. The Gospel of the Lord. So, Lautari Sunday, halfway through Lent, a time where rose vestments come out, a time of hope, a time of joy, a time where we can actually have flowers adorn the church, the only time during Lent when this can occur. So I was preparing for Mass. I was thinking, hope, hope, what does that stand for? And I'm sure, as most of you know, I work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, otherwise known as JPL. We have a saying there that if you can't say it in three or four letters, why bother? It's called an acronym. So I was going, there's got to be something you can make out of hope. And I came up with something. Helping others persevere everywhere. That's what I want to talk about today. Helping others persevere everywhere. So as I said, we're halfway through Lent. I remember when I was in diaconate formation, and we were in our third year, and I went up to the instructor and I said, "Today is a great day." And she said, "Why?" I said, "We're halfway done." And she looked at me, she goes, "It's interesting that everyone seems to know this day when you've met the halfway point." I'm sure people that have run marathons, you know, it's 26.2 miles. When they get to that 13.1 mile, they realize they've met the halfway point. So today, we meet the halfway point in Lent. A Lent this year like no other. So what can we do? How can we help others persevere everywhere? I'd like to make a few suggestions. Hopefully you'll have a chance to follow through with them. A number of times I've talked about putting a small bag in your car for the needy, for those on the freeways, on the off ramps. Those who always have the signs up saying, "Help me, anything will do." Put something in your car. And when you go and you see them, make a point to look them in the eye. Hand them this gift, whatever it is, a bottle of water, maybe something else, something that they can eat that they don't have to warm up. And look at them and say, "Thank you." Something you can do to help others persevere everywhere. We have a wonderful giving bank at Holy Family. One of the things I do before Mass is there's a shopping cart, and I go around and I check all the bins. I checked the bins today. There wasn't one item in the bins. And I know that's because we've been live streaming the Mass and people haven't been coming to church. But the needs of the giving bank haven't gotten smaller during this time. They've actually gotten greater. We have people in our community that can't afford food. We're having people volunteer and take food to those who can't go shopping. So Holy Family Church has put together a Holy Family Church Crisis Relief Fund. It helps the church. It helps the giving bank. So if you can, I would like to suggest go and donate. I would tell you to take a couple of cans of food. If you can do that and go to the giving bank, that would be great. But this might be an easier method. The other thing, I heard about this, it was started in Canada, and I just saw it today for the United States. We need some sign of hope. I know if you've looked at the internet lately, you've seen people in Italy, they've gone out on their balconies, and they've sung. Some of them are good, some of them not so good, but they still sang. They still provided a sign of hope. So tonight, and while we're in this time, I ask you at 8 o'clock to go outside and clap. Clap for those in the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, the surgeons. Clap for those who provide groceries on the shelves. Clap for those in our community who need to hear a sign of hope. We're all in this together. It's been said that we are the hands and feet of Jesus. We're also the heart and the voice. If you have some extra time at home, I recommend getting hold of Mary Schmoller, who's our director of volunteers. We have over 1,000 people who are registered as members of Holy Family who we don't have email for, which means they probably aren't sitting at home watching Mass live streamed. It would be great if you could call Mary and say, "Hey, Mary, give me some names. I want to call them. I want to let them know that Holy Family is still here. What can we do to help them? We're here to pray for them." Maybe there are things you can think of yourself, how you can show your family some sign of hope during these times. Helping others persevere everywhere. Archbishop Gomez put together a prayer that he sent at the end of the rosary earlier this week, and I'd like to pray that with you now. Holy Virgin of Guadalupe, Queen of the Angels and Mother of the Americas, we fly to you today as your beloved children. We ask you to intercede for us with your Son, as you did at the wedding in Cana. Pray for us, loving Mother, and gain for our nation and the world, and for all families and loved ones, the protection of your holy angels, that we may be spared the worst of this illness. for those already afflicted. We ask that you attain grace of healing and deliverance. Hear the cries of those who are most vulnerable and fearful. Wipe away their tears and help them to trust. In this time of trial and testing, teach us, all of us, in the church to love one another and to be patient and kind. Help us to bring the peace of Jesus to our land and to our hearts. We come to you with confidence, knowing that you are truly compassionate, our truly compassionate mother, health of the sick, and cause of our joy. Shelter us under the mantle of your protection and keep us in the embrace of your arms. Help us always to know the love of your Son, Jesus. Help others persevere everywhere, at least from a distance of 6 feet.